From Silicon Valley, California, this is Fresh Dialogues. Today my guest is April Kelly, a director of LinkedIn, the popular social networking site for business people. I asked April why we should join LinkedIn and for tips on building a professional brand, whether establishing a new career or building on your current one. She emphasized the importance of using your full editorial privilege to write your profile and encouraging recommendations, something she describes as the gold in your profile. Our interview took place at the Women in Technology International Conference in Silicon Valley, October 2008. I'm at the Women in Technology International Conference in Silicon Valley, and I'm with April Kelly, who is the director of the Omaha Center for LinkedIn. And I want to ask you first, April, why should a new person in tech join LinkedIn?
When it comes to networking, if you treat every encounter that you've got in your professional life as an asset and you need somewhere to house all of that data so you can rely on it in the future, networking makes perfect sense. You're really investing in your future as a professional and as a person.
And what are the benefits of LinkedIn compared to some of your other competitors out there?
We have 29 million business professionals worldwide. That's certainly first and foremost. You have access to this wonderful breadth of professionals throughout the world, and we're really geared for the professional. We want to help support you as you grow and you evolve, whether it's helping you find expertise or helping you rebuild a career, find a new one. Perhaps you're looking for a new venture. LinkedIn can be that vehicle, and it's also a lot of fun. We have groups where you can stay in touch with alumni and different people and different professional affiliations. It can be a very, very useful tool for philanthropic activities as well. So it really can be a second home for the working professional.
You mentioned in your talk on the panel today on Web 2.0 that there are various opportunities to put your information up there. You can use more than one URL, for example. Are there particular tips you can give people to optimize their presence on LinkedIn?
Absolutely. We do have room for three URLs that you can put on your profile. You definitely want to treat it as your professional homepage. You can put a picture on LinkedIn. Again, we're looking for a professional headshot, something you'd put on a business card. But you are building your personal brand, so take great care in the descriptive words that you're using and bullet points, keeping it short and really highlighting the skill set that you feel that you are good at. You want to talk about your professional history, what have you done in your career, as well as your educational background, where have you gone to school. The information that you put on LinkedIn, we're also going to search the system to see if there are other people in the network that you might want to connect with. So we'll help you do part of the work once you get going. And then last but not least, once you have your profile up and running, ask people for recommendations. It can truly be the gold within your profile. People will talk about the work that you've done, and they're unbiased. They don't know who's going to read it, and it really becomes a strong calling card for you if people will recommend you and the work that you've done for them.
And can you give us an inkling of what is new or what is coming up for LinkedIn? Are there new features that you're adding that are in the works? What's new around the corner for LinkedIn for someone that perhaps hasn't even checked their profile in a few weeks or months? Is there a reason why they should be going back and checking what's new?
A lot of our members are international, and we've done some pretty exciting things in the last couple of months. First and foremost, until about 2 months ago, we were all an all-English site. We recently launched Spanish, so for all of our bilingual folks that speak Spanish, rest assured there'll be other languages to follow, but Spanish is the first one that we launched. And also a very popular area is our groups area. And within the last couple of weeks, we actually launched discussion boards within groups, which will allow you to have discussions before, during, after events, such as the Witty conference that you're at. There are groups on LinkedIn for Witty. Some of them are based on a demographic area, but the discussion boards are a lot of fun. It's a great forum for you to remain in touch, and you can talk about everything from current events to upcoming events.
Talking of current events, how has the economic downturn and the financial crash impacted LinkedIn, and how do you see its effect in the future?
I have received a lot of contacts from friends, and LinkedIn is certainly top of mind for a lot of people. People are having to reevaluate where they're at with their careers, where they're going, and really taking a look at what is my professional outlook, what's happening in the future. We provide news feeds on your industry. It's a great place to track what's happening in a vertical market within your company, other companies. From the economic standpoint, people are taking more responsibility for their futures, and I think that's a good thing. Awareness is great. Making sure you have built your brand, getting out there, connecting with individuals. During this conference, I had said, you know, if I become one of the people that's looking for a job, who better to help me find that next great opportunity than people that I know and trust in a professional network? They have a vested interest in seeing me do well, and they're the ones that I would go to first to ask for help. So I think that we will continue to play a big role in people getting back on their feet.
And tips on building your brand on LinkedIn. What are some of the key, perhaps, mistakes people make? Or what is your guidance on getting the right brand out there, building your brand?
First of all, having that profile, you're going to be available in searches. It's great that people have built an awareness. They know they are out there on the internet. Here on LinkedIn, you have full editorial privilege. So whether you are going to stay in your current career or if you're going to branch out and do something new and create a new brand, you can do that at LinkedIn. You can add a URL to another website. You can help guide traffic there. We also have an answer section where you can ask questions and you can answer questions. It's a great place to develop instant expertise, if you will. But when you're building your brand, make sure you are very focused. You know what you want to achieve. Understand what some of the terminology is in that area where you're building your brand and how you're cultivating it. I also do searches for profiles for people that might be in a similar industry to see what do they look like, what are they saying, does what I'm putting out there resonate with what I want to become or where I'm at today? And again, you have full editorial privilege, so I make the proper edits. But that's the beauty of LinkedIn. It allows you a lot of freedom, and it will provide you inroads where you didn't have them before.
April Kelly, thank you so much.
Thank you
for listening to Fresh Dialogues. This is Allison Van Diggelen, with special thanks to Tom Kromkowski and Carol Pecora for technical support, and Kevin McLeod, who wrote and produced our music.